Local Men Local Communities is a program supporting men aged 25 plus in our community. There are many ways your community group or organization can support the mental health and well-being of local men. Why not get involved and become a supporter of local men in your area? If you have any questions or would like more information, go to localmen-localcommunities.com.au. Station sponsor.
Yes, and Local Men Local Communities is a great initiative by the South Gippsland Shire Council, getting men off their bums doing things. And you know, when people retire, they sort of vegetate, don't they? Yeah. Well, we've, as you know, have been interviewing a number of men in the community who have been doing some great things. And I have in the studio with me Peter McCarthy from Merbau North, who is the head honcho, or the organiser, of Merbau Music. What the hell is Merbau Music? Peter?
I'm pleased to come in and chat about this little initiative, which is started off about local men as well, interestingly enough. Merbau Music is a collection of people. We have a jam session that comes in on every second Wednesday, and we've got it set from 12:30 after the lunch break till 2:30, so we've got time to go and pick up the grandkids.
So you just jam, you just bring along instruments and...
Yes, yeah. Now, that playlist comes from within the group itself, so people suggest things we might like to play, and then we have a bit of a crack at it, and the end result can be fantastic.
Right, okay. Now, how did it come about, though?
Oh, it came about because having been one of those gentlemen that hit retirement age, and being a chap who liked to play his guitar in the back room, I was at a bit of a had an opportunity to come up, and you can go and do things like Men's Shed and things like that, but I thought it'd be nice if there was something more music related.
So a musical Men's Shed.
Yeah, so that was the theory behind it, but it's evolved quite a distance since then, so... Yeah, but that was the initial drive behind it. And we had a Gippy South person there, Heather, who was the person that just gave that little bit of a nudge to get things up and running.
Okay, so and where'd you get the initial funding from?
That came from the South Gippsland Shire Council via an anti-gambling program, it turns out. The theory there being that when people sit at home and start online gambling, it's very easy to do yourself a bit of damage. So the idea was to try and encourage people to get out. And the time frame particularly was to bring in something that was for people outside of or during working hours when there's not usually an opportunity there.
Yeah, okay. So all sorts of instruments and addy gambling. I mean, how did you cope with this during COVID?
That was interesting. We had our first one before a lockdown came in that hit country Victoria. We knew it was coming, but we thought it would be really nice to get that first one in and get the feel for how it was going to work. So we got that first one done, and luckily the council engaged Lyndall and Strat to get us started and give us the feel for how we should run these things. So that gave us a chance to get the feel for it, see what the group makeup would be like, because this comes right down to the individuals in the group. It's not a set format.
Okay, so how did you get involved in it? Because you were instrumental in starting up. You were, what, the lead guitarist, lead singer?
Not sure about that singing side of things. What happened was...
You have singers.
We do, and I love getting singers in, I must say. And interestingly, once you get singers in, you find your own voice comes, so that's an added benefit.
Yeah.
But it started from Heather Butler, who was working for South Gippy at the time, and I just made a foolish throwaway line about we need a musical Men's Shed, and a week later she grabbed me by the elbow and said, let's have a little bit of a chat about that. So that was the engine room that really kicked it off. So that from there it's grown, and the audience has expanded as well, which is absolutely delightful as far as I'm concerned.
The participants.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So the breakdown of probably slightly more women come along than men, but it depends on the session. And it's the only proviso we have is give everybody a fair go. So we don't, nobody gets out there and criticises anyone's music choice or voice or any of that sort of stuff. It's a very safe environment.
Very safe environment. Yeah. Okay. Peter, we're going to take a quick break and I'll be back right after we hear from Adele.
Tuesday mornings with David on your local radio 3MFM.